This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A Palestinian envoy on Friday criticized Western states for supporting Ukraine by calling out Russia's violations of international law while stopping short of naming what he said were breaches by Israel against Palestinians in Gaza.
I should like to address myself to those who call themselves the free world.
يجب عليكم أن تعملوا من أجل وقف إطلاق النار وشلال الدم.
You have to do your utmost to stop the bloodshed and to reach a ceasefire.
Palestinian ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Ibrahim Krishai, was speaking alongside more than 40 ambassadors to observe a minute of silence for thousands of civilian deaths in Gaza since the start of Israeli bombardments for more than a month. The Israeli air attacks by land and sea were triggered by deadly Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th that killed 1,200. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. More than 1,000 officials in the United States at the U.S. Agency for International Development have signed an open letter urging the Biden administration to call for an immediate ceasefire in the war. According to a copy of the letter seen by the news agency Reuters, the letter is the latest sign of unease with the U.S. government over President Joe Biden's unwavering support for Israel's response to the Hamas attacks. Nigeria and Saudi Arabia on Friday agreed to a series of investments and cooperation deals, including a pledge by the Saudis to help Nigeria improve